You are now listening to the CRC podcast, brought to you by Pastor Act Bossoff. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
So my message this morning, to encourage you, as I know many of you are sitting at home fearful and afraid, very simple. At this hour, take heart. Jesus still has the whole world in the palm of his hand, and that means you and me. I feel the Holy Ghost wants me to encourage you this morning, because so many people are downhearted and so many people have lost heart and so many people are afraid that the riot will spill over into our communities. Now, I just want to say to the people in Pretoria, we are still running our CRC cares and we are still going to take care of the people in Mamelodi where the shopping centers were burned. This Operation Mercy is a different project. That's over and above, okay? We are still going to feed those in Kaya Sands and in everybody else, but we are going over and above in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So when your world falls apart around you, or it seems like it, Jesus will not allow you to fall apart. More than ever, we have to lift our eyes to Jesus. In times of trouble, not look at what the news says, but look at what Jesus says. And I want to say this, that I am saddened that at least our president owned up that the military and the police were so late to respond. A lot of this disaster could have been averted, and we will deal with this as religious leaders. It's not the time for it, but I'm saying it. Unacceptable that we watched looting on our televisions for hours and hours and hours, and there was no police presence. We want accountability. We want answers from our government. Why the military was not dispatched already on Monday morning? Why the intelligence lacked? Why this was the billions and billions and billions that was looted, 160 something shopping centers destroyed? Why they were not protected? We want answers, and I'll tell you why we want answers. Because I was involved in the military for 10 years, and we know that if you have a functional military, you should be able to dispatch your military within 12 hours. You should have boots on the ground all over South Africa. So this was a huge failure on the side of our government, and they have to own up and no longer blame us as the citizens of South Africa. I don't care if you like what I say. It's on national TV and somebody has to have the spine to say it. Doesn't it help we pray and they don't do their job? Enough. As if all right. We had citizens having to defend shopping centers. And I just said this, that in Pretoria, obviously, that will be a major distribution center, and Bloemfontein and also Johannesburg. We will keep our facilities safe. We already have worked with security services and we've already mobilized, and we continue to mobilize our own members that have an ex-military background, that for the next week, we will keep our facilities safe. So you can bring your food, and no looter is going to come and put our facilities at risk, okay? We're not gonna shoot anybody, but we will be there. We're not softies. You're not gonna come and burn our building and I have to fight with Sasria for 10 years to get a payout. What do you think we are? Rollovers. But let me get back to the message. We were born for this. We were born for battle. We come alive at this hour, okay? We don't collapse. We don't fall over. We don't give up hope. We were born for this hour to stand up in Jesus' name. Not just to pray, but to put feet to our prayers and to take action. And to deal with the injustice in this country. 1.2 million bullets stolen. How's it even possible? So let's continue to pray and stop the plans of the enemy, that God will expose them and expose the masterminds, whoever they are, so that South Africa can be a country of hope. Amen. Don't miss tonight. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, these things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. A lot of people that are afraid, unnecessary so. A lot of people that are too scared to leave their homes. And I just want to backtrack again, because I always have people who correct me, that at the start of the lockdown, the military dispatched, let me say, tens and tens and tens of thousands of military troops to keep us in our homes. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace. Not a bottle of peace. Peace through the Holy Ghost, I give you. Not as the world gives you, I give you. Not in a bottle of alcohol. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. One of the things that are attacking our world more than ever, obviously through this pandemic and through the media that are just propagating bad news, bad news, bad news, is people are afraid. That's why we cannot encourage people enough to have hope and to lift your eyes above the lies and above sometimes the realities, above the giants, and to keep your hope in God in the name of Jesus Christ. Because when fear grips the cavity of your heart, then my brother and my sister, you become hopeless. You become paralyzed even to live. So when we see the burning and the looting and the rioting and we hear what people say, and still the COVID pandemic, it's easy to be overwhelmed by fear. But Jesus tells us again and again and again, 365 times in the Bible, God says, do not be afraid. God says, fear not. God says, do not let your heart be troubled. For every day of the year, there's a scripture that tells you not to be afraid, because fear will rob you of your faith. Come on. Fear will paralyze you. Fear will cause you to go hide in a corner. We are not fearful and we are not afraid. This is our time that we are going to go rise, and we are going to go into these vulnerable communities, and we are going to turn this evil for good. And with the food, we are going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we are going to see hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people saved next week in KwaZulu-Natal. Can I have an amen? Come on. That's part of spiritual warfare in the name of... Oh, come on. I feel this presence of God. Give Him a praise in Jesus' name. Luke 12 verse 32, do not fear, little flock. We have a Father who promised to take care of us. We have a Father who promised, I will never leave you, even in the darkest hour. We choose to believe that. We lift up our eyes above the troubles in our land. And we choose to say, in the darkest hour, God, you are good, as Job did. In Romans chapter 8 verse 31, the Bible says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It's God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It's Christ who died, and further also is risen, who is even at the right hand of God. Listen, who also makes intercession for us. How many of you know that God hears the prayers of Jesus Christ? We're not the only ones praying for the world. Jesus Christ is also praying. So deliverance is on its way. Help is on its way. Restoration is on the way in the name of Jesus. I told you, sometimes before things get better, it will get worse. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And that is the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Respectfully, I say to our president that the scientists cannot help now. They are the very ones that have taken salt out of the community. Don't criticize them, you're doing your job, but allow us to do our job as the church. Our pastors in the townships know the community. And if they were allowed to operate before this violence broke out, it would not have been a fraction of what we saw on television. I spoke to Bishop Mosasona, and the shopping center across his church was being looted, and he was standing at the church looking with tears, and he said, exactly this time last year, we were having a youth conference where 5,000, 6,000 young people came, And I could not help and think if the church was open and we had this youth conference, those young people would not be in that shopping center stealing and looting. How many of those young people that were looting and stealing opportunistically in that shopping center were in the youth conference 2 years ago? Better hear me, those of you that are against churches opening. You've not imagined the chaos when the rapture takes place. This is not even 0.00001% of the chaos that is going to break loose in the world when the Church of Jesus is snatched out of this world through the rapture. Salt preserves. And for those of you that still say, I don't need a church and churches don't need to be open, well, open your eyes and see what happened because churches are not open. And then you, with your individual Christianity, go and address that problem. Have a go. Let's see. Need our churches mobilized, man. I said we need our churches mobilized. We need our churches open. We don't need a government that just appeals for our help when they need us. And after we responded and we suppressed the violence and we fed the poor, that they amend the regulations again to shut us down. No! Are some of you very cold, or are you visitors here this morning? And if you're a visitor, very welcome. We will not apologize for our enthusiasm, because those who burned were very enthusiastic about what they did. Yeah. That's my Afrikaanse woord for the ochend. Yahweh. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine? People are hungry. God's not abandoned you. Help is on its way. God's going to send a raven. God's going to send civil organizations. Yes, I'll even say it. God's going to send the hand of the giver. God's going to send Operation Mercy. God's going to send Christians everywhere to unite in spite of their denominations. And we are going to help people in this time of need in Jesus' name. And I just want to say this for those of you that make comments on social media. Reserve your comments, please, at this time. Don't say let the people suffer because they burn their shopping centers. It is a very small percentage of people who did that. The rest of the people are innocent and they do not need to suffer because of those that were rebellious and lawless. We will take care of our people in South Africa. We will take care and we will not turn this into a racist incident in Jesus' name. Amen. We are South Africans. Come on. Oh, I know you are watching from Gaborone and from Malawi, but pray for South Africa this time. Come on. When your nation is going through something, we will pray for you too. So pray for us. Send help if you can to this country in Jesus' name. So Paul writes, he says, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for slaughter. That's when the church went through a time of severe persecution. Christians were being killed. It says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. For I am persuaded. Everybody say, I am persuaded. Say it. Say it. Say, I am persuaded. Come on, help me on television. Say, I am persuaded. Say it. Say, I am persuaded. I still have a future and I still have a hope. I still have a great tomorrow. Say it. Say, I will arise out of the ashes. Say it this morning. Say it this morning. Weeping endures for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. Come on. You've got to believe it in Jesus' name. God's going to make a way, and you are going to rebuild your business. You are going to rebuild your life. You are going to rebuild your family in the name of Jesus, and we are going to help you. Christians are going to help you. Those with a heart of compassion are going to help you. Come on, South Africa. Time to be the good South African. I stand next to this flag, proud to call myself a South African. It's time to be the good South African. We stand united as a people. No matter your denomination, no matter your skin color, we stand united as a nation. As we did back in the late 1980s, and we said enough is enough. Put away the AK-47, put away the gun. When Chris Hani was killed and there was the greatest war about to break out in this country. People prayed and Nelson Mandela said, no, that is not the way. I want to say to those of you that think you can destabilize this country, that have saved your bullets and you have saved your guns, I want to say that is not the way in the name of Jesus Christ. We are better than that. I said we are better than that. We are the people of God. We are a nation under God, and we are going to see God restore righteousness to South Africa, because God is waking His church up, and the church will arise, and God will arise in the church, and the enemy will be scattered by the power of the Holy Ghost. Say amen this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Since I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, no angels, no principalities, no powers, no things present, no things to come, no height, no depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You may feel lonely today. I spoke to a doctor that told me, and it's sad. It's what people don't realize, and our scientists don't want to talk about, but we as a church deal with this. That the gender-based violence because of this lockdown is out of control. A doctor saying that she has to deal with rape cases, rape case after rape case after rape case, more than dealing with COVID, working for the government, because our children are vulnerable, left in the communities, mothers working, young girls staying in the communities, being exploited because of the levels of poverty, which has never been addressed in 27 years. So after we deal with this, no longer the blame game. Time to give account. Time to own up. Time to deal with the corruption. Time to deal with the social injustices in South Africa. Time as Christians to stand up and say enough is enough. We want a righteous government who will lead South Africa and take care of the people of South Africa. Not just have family talks, but put action. After 27 years, we have 40% unemployment in this country. It's unjust, it's ungodly, it's unrighteous. And evil people have used this as a spark to fuel this fire. So after this, we are going to engage on religious forums with our government. We want answers. Especially from our police commissioner. Where was the police? Didn't even have rubber bullets. Yeah. You say, no preacher should talk like this. Excuse me, man. What do you want me to talk about? 3 points to identify. I mean, Jesus was an activist. You better go read it. No gentle Jesus. He was a total activist, challenged every system of the day. And especially the woman should be glad about that. Because he brought equality. Come on, all the ladies, that's a good time to shout amen. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus did. Liberated women. Liberated nations. Romans chapter 5, Paul tells us to rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we also rejoice in tribulation. We glory, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. So those people who say we give people false hope, clearly from this scripture, they have no character. Now, hope does not disappoint. We have hope when there's no hope. Hope is the anchor of our soul. Hope is the basis of our faith. Hope is a favorable expectation of a better future. Hope says that I will not accept disaster as final. That we have a promise that South Africa will be a blessing to the nations of the world. We don't lose heart because God's grace is sufficient. Paul's attitude in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I have to close, I haven't even started yet. Says we are hard-pressed. Sometimes we feel hard-pressed. Amen. COVID has pressed us. This crisis has pressed us. Your own business is pressing you. You face your personal issues. It feels like you are being pressed on every side. You have to be home at 9 o'clock. Suddenly you are treated like a child. No, like an infant. Hard pressed. Yet not crushed. Hallelujah. The South African spirit will not be crushed in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of Christ in us will not be crushed in the name of Jesus. The harder you press us, the stronger we are. Oh, come on. We are going to become, in the name of Jesus, the more resilient, the more determined, the more prayerful, the more watchful, the more preaching. We are going to become in Jesus' name. Christianity was never meant for soft people. These apostles that changed the world, the worse the persecution, the louder they preached. You're not going to be pushed in a corner ever again. If our government has not seen the result of taking the church out of society. And don't say to me again that the church is not a building. Your house is not a building either, so go sleep under a tree. Stop your revealing your ignorance on social media. Go be operated under a tree. Amen. My word, nobody ever said mortar and brick is the church, but it houses the church. I mean, this young generation have no understanding about strategy because they never were exposed in the previous dispensation of military operations, even the SANDF and Gondo and Siswe, APLA. Everybody understood that to win a battle, you have to mobilize an army. And to mobilize an army, you have to gather people. You can't fight a battle with everybody by himself. How are we so lacking in understanding as Christians that we will not change our world individually? We will change it when we are together. Oh, come on, if you love the church, say amen and give the Lord a praise. I'm no longer. I'll be louder about the church, louder. And the haters can hate more, but I'll be louder. We need our churches open more than ever, safely and responsibly. We need our churches open. Not the end of the year, now, next Sunday, 1st of August, every Sunday. He says, we are perplexed, puzzled and bewildered, but we're not in despair. Persecuted, not forsaken. Struck down, not destroyed. Says in verse 16, I have to cut short. I have 5 minutes left. We don't lose heart. I love that. Says, no matter how life presses me, we don't lose heart. There's three reasons why people lose heart. Number one, because of fear. When fear grips your heart, you lose heart and your conversation becomes negative. When hope, second reason, when hope loses your heart, when you lose hope, you lose heart. And number three, when you doubt God's love, you lose heart, that God's no longer in control of our future. We're not moved by what we see. We face what we see. We face this giant of violence. We don't lose heart. When those 10 spies came back because of the negative report, media, can you put some positive news on, please, media stations? They made the heart of the people melt. People lost heart because of what leaders communicated. That's why I'll never communicate anything from this platform or any platform that will steal people's hope, that will make people afraid. We do not lose heart, no matter how big the giants, no matter how severe the storms, no matter how strong the battle, no matter what things look like in the natural, we do not lose heart. Come on, we are a people of hope. We are not afraid in Jesus' name. We rise to the challenge because we were born for this hour. I said we were born for this hour. We were born for this hour, not to fall apart, not to collapse, not to give up under pressure, but to stand up stronger under pressure and to be louder and to be part of the solution. and not part of the problem. So opening churches, and I said it to the president, please, it's part of the solution. Let the scientists go and stop this violence. Go, mobilize yourself, let's see. Not even the police and the military will do this by themselves. Because crime is a moral issue. And only the Church of Jesus can address morality. Are we so blind that we don't understand? So I thank God that people say it's Mandela Day. Hey, he's not the savior of South Africa. And now spit your hate, I don't care. He's not the savior of South Africa. Jesus Christ is the savior of South Africa. We do not pray to Mandela today. We pray to the living God today. We glorify Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. We honor what Mandela did, but we don't worship him. We don't pray to him. We remember the cross as Christians. God says, I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Romans 15, 13, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope, that you may abound in hope, joy, by the power of the Holy Ghost. You lose power in the Holy Ghost, you are going to lose your hope. Romans 12, verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. That's what we do. The month of July prayer. We pray today. We pray every day. We look to God, but we do more than pray. We act. We don't sit in a safe corner and pray. Jehoshaphat had to go to the battlefield. And he had to go pray on the battlefield. He had to go present himself to the enemy. We have to get up, Christians. We have to stand up, Christians. We have to stop this soft, safe Christianity. Our country needs robust leadership in the church today that says enough is enough in the name of Jesus Christ, that will not roll over. So my prayer is that the church will arise, because when the church arises, evil will subside. Because the church is the light of the world. The church is the light of the world. The church is the hope of the world, because Jesus lives on the inside of us. You muzzle the church, you see the result of church being muzzled. Pray for a godly government. Pray for those who will honor Jesus, those who will honor God. We expected our president to announce the day of prayer today, but another personality overshadowed that. Excuse me. I love Nelson Mandela, but this is the time to bow our knee to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a praise in Jesus' name. God loves you. I said, God loves you. Come on. Maybe you've never given your life to Jesus. They're on social media. Put your hand on your heart today and say, Jesus, I surrender all to you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Amen and amen, amen. Come on, CLC, everybody, stand to your feet. Let's give the Lord a mighty praise. I have to live. We are going to get stronger. We are going to get bolder. We are going to get louder. And we will do it safe and responsibly. So please, 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 please. We only have today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, to bring whatever we can. So, we are donating a lot of money as a church. I mean, I'm not even going to talk about that. And then those of you that can, please pay not your tithe, but your offering into CRC Cares ASAP. If you feel you want to contribute, remember every little part makes a difference. Bring canned, go to our website and see what you can bring. But be generous now. Be generous. Tell your friends, tell everybody, be generous. We want to go make a difference. Amen. And we're not putting our name in stars and limelight. We're doing it under Operation Mercy. But we will do our part, and our people on the other side will do their part, and we will make a difference. Because Jesus himself said, in as much as you've done it to the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. Time to be Christian. Come on, time to put your stupid differences aside, your doctrinal ignoramus differences aside, and be the church of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, by this, all men will know that you love one another. You don't see Muslims fighting one another. They unite. Everybody knows about the hand of the giver. Christians bite, devour, slander, unbelievable. I don't even think you can be a Christian if you criticize anybody else. Maybe nominal, religious, but you're not born again. If you're born again, the fruit of being born again is loving God and loving your neighbor. And then you don't have anything to say about anybody else. Nothing. Zero. Zero. I love you, CRC. We've rose to the occasion. I know a fraction of you are in our buildings this morning, but we rose to the occasion with the Niceness. This is much bigger. Much, much, much bigger. So give much more in Jesus' name. And we'll give account of every cent as we always do and always have done. God bless you. I love you. It's an honor to be your pastor. Hallelujah. Come on.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.